Valley Tour, trying to keep up with the big four. The big four run through thicket, trying to keep up with the Southern Pacific. The Southern Pacific leaning its way, trying to make connection with the CNA. CNA run like sin, trying to keep up with LNN. LNN just barely flew.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Captain Apple Blossom. We're going to have to let him go. That comes to us from a compilation called Train 45, early railroad songs of the early 1900s. Captain Apple Blossom. That was Chris Walls preceding Captain Apple Blossom with Worried Man Blues. And then we heard David Grisman and Tony Rice. They gave us Morning Sun from Tome Poems. Morning Sun from Tome Poems. The time is 8:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Thank you very much for all the phone calls. This has been Highway 322. Stay tuned for Jack with Right Time America. And thanks to Jackson, our ticket winner. All right, Jack. Woohoo!
The KGNU Board of Directors reminds listeners that all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU Board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours, or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime. And tonight we're going to be talking about a gentleman that I have mentioned previously on occasion, but I now discover that I have enough material to fill up a whole program. Ford Thompson Dabney is his name. Ford Dabney, born March 15, 1883. Died June 21st, 1958. He was a naturally talented musician, born and raised in Washington, D.C. His older brother, James, died of tuberculosis, which was too bad. His father was an undertaker and funeral director. This was a black family now. Father remarried a month after Edward's death. And the Dabneys were owning a home as of 1900, indicating that they were fairly well off for a black family of that time. At one point, his father had four different funeral parlors in operation in the District of Columbia and Alexandria, Virginia. As a youth, Ford got some of his education at a black-oriented technical school, also sang in a church choir. His primary musical training, though, was through his father, his music educator, Uncle Wendell Phillips Dabney, and several D.C. music teachers. Even at age 18, he was very highly regarded for his playing skills. In a Washington paper called The Colored American, 1901, stated, quote, "Mr. Ford Dabney deserves a special commendation for his excellent piano solo rendered last Saturday at the Congressional Library." And so on and so on. There were a number of positive notices about this young colored genius over the next year. He organized and directed a glee club at the technical school and accompanied a singer on the piano during a 4-month tour of New England. In 1902, he was sent to New York for further studies in performance and composition, ended up cultivating a great deal of interest among members of Manhattan society in his budding career. Some would later employ him in the following decade once he was established for good in New York. The displays of Ford Dabney's musical talent through his father's prestigious connections brought him his first, quote, court composer, unquote, position as the official musician to the president of Haiti in 1904, reportedly lasting through 1906. On his return to D.C., he traveled in vaudeville, and in 1908 he officially went into show business as the co-owner of the Ford Dabney Theater in Northwest Washington, D.C. It was advertised as the home of first-class and polite vaudeville, the theater the people attend. As motion pictures came into vogue, Dabney made sure there was a new one shown every evening. The theater continued to operate under his name even after he moved to New York City. He went to New York in 1908 to pursue a career in composition and performance. And as early as 1909, though, he did well enough to publish a few interesting piano rags, starting with the popular Oh, You Devil, and including its follow-up Haitian rag. So let's just pause right now. You've been listening to me talk long enough. Let's have some music. So here, then, is Oh, You Devil, as played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. All right, two tunes by Ford Dabney, Oh You Devil, and The Haitian Rag, the latter being played by Jeff Barnhart. Probably some musical ideas he picked up while he was in Haiti. And I suspect that had something to do with this next one, written in 1910. It's called Puerto Rico, a rag intermezzo. And we will follow that up with a piece from 1910 also called Anoma. Puerto Rico will be played by John Arpin and Catherine Wilson on twin pianos, and Anoma will be played by Glenn Jenks. Thank you. Okay. Two pieces by Ford Dabney, Puerto Rico, and Anoma. Well, I think Dabney had a good enough success with OU Devil back in 1909 that in 1911 he wrote OU Angel. Here is Dave Majak. Spun out of control, didn't it? Oh, you angel. Okay, well, let's see. Back in 1910, where am I? Ford Dabney gained real fame as a vaudeville performer and writer with his initial hit, a song that he wrote with New York composer Cecil Mack. And the title is That's Why They Call Me Shine. It's sort of been abbreviated these days to just the last word, shine. It was reportedly based on a real person they both knew who went by that nickname. This wildly popular song, which was initially published by Mack's own company, was interpolated by Burt Williams and George Walker there in their show, and it opened more doors for Dabney. In short, he was soon to be one of the most highly regarded of the black New York composers and musicians. Let's listen to two versions of That's Why They Call Me Shine. The first one will feature Ella Fitzgerald and her Savoy 8. And then the second one will be a piano solo, just simply called Shine, played by British pianist Ron Weatherburn. Thank you.
My teeth are pearly, oh, so pearly, just because I always wear a smile. Oh, baby, and try to dress up in the, dress up in the latest style, I mean the latest style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living. Take trouble smiling, never whine, oh whine, 'cause my color's shady and it's slightly different, maybe that's why they call me shine.
Well, that was frantic. Ron Weatherburn on the piano. That's Why They Call Me Shine. And right before that, a very gentle version by Ella Fitzgerald of the same thing. Well, while Ford Dabney was in New York, he became friends with the famed bandleader and composer James Reese Europe. And they alternated duties as directors for Williams and Walker's show. Also played for the Ziegfeld Follies and helped form the famous Clef Club, which is made up of only the finest black musicians in the East. And between the two of them, they composed a number of songs, especially for Vernon and Irene Castle, the owners of the famous Castle House Dance Studio in New York that, of course, only catered to the very wealthy people who could afford to take dancing lessons there. So we're going to listen to some of these pieces attributed to Ford Dabney and also to James Reese Europe. From 1914, here's one called Castle Walk. And here is the Newport Ragtime Band. Okay, Castle Walk there. Next up is one called Castle Half and Half. And this was a tune that was written in 3/4 and 2/4 time, or actually 5/4 time. And this was written over four decades before that time signature would become popular through the efforts of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond. Let's see what Max Morath does with Castle's Half and Half. ¶¶ Okay, well, Max Morath brought us Castle's Half and Half in 5/4 time, and the Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble played The Castle Doggie, both, of course, written by Ford Dabney and James Reese Europe. Moving on now to some more of the pieces that were written for Vernon and Irene Castle at their famous Castle House dance studio. We'll hear The Castle Perfect Trot, as played by the River Raisin Ragtime Review from Michigan. And then we will hear a waltz called The Castle Lame Duck, as played by the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra.
Thank you.
can't you just see the cream of New York society dancing gracefully around Vernon and Irene Castle's dance studio to that beautiful waltz called The Castle Lame Duck, a really strange name for such a nice tune. Well, that's all that Dabney had in collaboration with James Reese Europe. However, I would be remiss if I didn't play this one last piece, which Dabney had nothing to do with, but James Reese Europe wrote it. It's from that same era. It's called The Castle House Rag. And here is the Turpentine Ragsters group from St. Louis. Castle House Rag by James Reese Europe. Well, in 1915, Ford Dabney released his final rag, actually a slow dance tune called The Georgia Grind. The grind in question and the music that accompanied it were not the same as the Dirty Dancing movie of the 1950s, but a slow dance intended to give couples a bit of a rest while remaining on the dance floor. The tune also had great success on piano rolls. Here's Johnny Maddox. ¶¶ Well, that was the end of Ford Dabney's involvement during the ragtime years. But he certainly went on to an illustrious career as a composer and conductor for Broadway musicals and other activities. He remained in New York City for the rest of his life, retiring in 1940, passed away there on June 21st, 1958, after a lengthy illness. Great, great musician and a great pioneer as far as black music is concerned, Ford Dabney. I hope you've enjoyed listening to his collected works tonight and that you'll join us again on another Thursday evening for some more recorded ragtime. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for listening. The time is 8:59. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You got Roger on the air tonight for Swing Shift. And tonight my theme is going to be spring and celebration of the turning of the calendar so that it's officially spring now. Before I begin the music, I have a couple of announcements to make.
KGNU listeners love to garden, travel, explore culinary delights, and the great outdoors. And they're more likely to patronize businesses that support community radio. Sponsoring KGNU makes a powerful statement about your business by demonstrating your commitment to the community. For more information, contact Kenneth Flo, underwriting manager, at kenneth@kgnu.org or call 720-317-7230.
If you are a nonprofit organization with ongoing services or campaigns that you'd like to share with your fellow community members, please consider submitting a public service announcement to KGNU. Public service announcements are on-air, non-commercial announcements that help raise awareness about services and issues in our Front Range community. To submit a public service announcement for your nonprofit, please visit kgnu.org/PSA.
Thank you. leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember, in September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in